the co-host of the Gary and Larry Show, the Gary Radnitz Show. Larry Kruger joins us. Larry, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Marty. How are you?
Well, we're doing well. What, you know, we just had Tommy Joseph on. We heard from Brian Wilson this morning. Things are starting to take a little bit of shape on this ball club. We're going to see Blanco out in the outfield today. Posey, four innings behind the plate. Sanchez will be worked in this week. It's slowly taking shape.
Well, and that's the way it goes, huh? Spring training, you got a certain number of weeks to get ready to go, and most teams bring a lot more questions into camp than the Giants brought. But the players have a tendency to answer those questions for Bruce Bochy.
All right, so yesterday we had a good post-game show. I really threw it out there to the fans, and everyone was great. What do you do here? How do you resolve the end of this, the bench and the outfield situation? How does this thing get resolved?
Well, I mean, the guy that I like a lot is the center fielder that came out of nowhere, and that'd be Gregor Blanco, who's got some major league experience. I mean, I watched that game against the Brewers on TV here in the Bay Area the other night, and he was hitting rockets, and he can run. He's got decent power. He can play all three outfield spots. So, I don't know. That to me, he's a guy that I think I'd like to have on the team, and then the question is how do you create room? Pill can play third. That gives him versatility. Belt looks like he can play the outfield. That gives him versatility. I listened to your interview with Jeff Fletcher. Fletch doesn't think that Belt's going back. I don't think he should go back. So it's one of those things where as much as it was ugly to watch Aubrey Huff play the outfield last year, maybe he's in that mix as a fourth outfielder, outfield backup on the corners. It belts the first baseman. So there's a lot to be worked out, but I know people don't want to see Huff in the outfield, but that might be his best spot on this club.
I know spring training is synonymous with optimism. How do you feel about the ball club? Now we've seen, they're 6-3-1, 10 spring games. They've won five of their last six. I realize they start off well last year as well in spring training, but how do you feel about the ball club right now?
Well, I mean, I think the National League West is very even, but I mean, the one thing I think if you're a Giants fan, you got to feel really good about is that they were so bad offensively last year. Melky Cabrera is in great shape, and he looks like he's going to have another big time season. And if that's the case, I mean, that's a huge shot in the arm. And then I think the minor league system, in the last year has caught up with the major league system. So now the Tommy Josephs and the Joe Panics and the Brandon Belts and others, Gary Brown, are no more than maybe they're ready now. Maybe they're a half season away. So I think that's got to make you, as a Giants fan, feel really good that if things don't break well in April or May, you get some reinforcements that you can go to in June. And that's a spot that really they have not been able to lean on their system very much over the last decade. I think this year they will be able to.
Yeah, that's a great point. I sort of made a similar thought yesterday about that. Hector Sanchez, in my opinion, Brandon Belt, in my opinion, even Heath Hembree to some degree, at least the first two, they will absolutely contribute this year on the major league level. And if anything went wrong, Hembree, if he gets off to a good start and starts developing a little more control, he's supposed to pitch today. He possibly can pitch today. I think those three, you're going to see him in the big leagues this year.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. I had a baseball scout tell me in the early 90s that when he gets to about March 15th, he likes to look at a club, take out their 40-man, and see realistically how many of those guys, based on what he's seen the first couple weeks of spring training, could actually be major leaguers. And I think if you do that exercise as a Giants fan, I haven't done it yet, but I think you're going to realize that they have probably about 33 guys who they could probably put on their major league roster from opening day and be fine. Somewhere in that 30 to 35 range. That's a pretty good number. It means they got pretty good 40-man roster depth. And as you know, I mean, baseball is it's not about the headliner. It's about the marathon. And you have to have that requisite depth. You don't win World Series based on one guy, two guys, three guys. You win World Series based on all 25 guys on the roster performing and really more like 35 guys on your 40-man roster performing. So I think that's the thing that would excite me the most if I'm a Giants fan, is that they have some depth and they can lean on that depth.
Barry Zito actually, I shouldn't even say actually, but he did pitch well yesterday. He had good command yesterday. It was not a real major league, top major league lineup that he faced yesterday. Niger Morgan, Carlos Gomez, and Matt Gamel. That was about it. But Zito really put the ball where he wanted to put it yesterday. I thought he was. It was encouraging for him yesterday.
Well, and you know, I'm kind of torn on Zito because obviously the production has not been there, and yet look at his record when the team scores four runs. They scored 13 for him yesterday, including 11 in, or 10 in the first three innings. We've said it all and then some about Zito, but you know, if Zito could take 25 starts and do a decent job in that five hole with the other strengths on this team and maybe with the improving offense, maybe that's enough. Maybe they can win with Zito this year, but because you're not moving him. I mean, you're just stuck with him. You're wed to him, and that's just the way it is.
Give me an over-under on wins for Barry Zito.
Well, what was the total last year? I would say maybe eight.
All right.
Yeah. Eight over under, and I could see him finishing 10-14. You know, which is not what you want for $20 million. But at the same time, if he goes out there and doesn't get hurt, the rest of the Boshi doesn't have to shuffle his rotation left and right because if Zito's not ready to go, maybe he helps you in that way. But I could see 9-15, 8-14, 10-12, somewhere in there.
A lot of decisions. That's a lot of decisions. See, I don't think he'll have that many decisions because I think he'll be out of the game. I would probably go under eight. I would think maybe seven wins for him because he'll go five and a third. And then if it's a close game, you got to deal with the bullpen after that. There's a lot of outs that he's going to have somebody help him with to win that many games. But we'll see. I mean, you know, if they score 5-6 runs for him, you're right. He's got an amazing record. But he's an interesting person to watch down here. I must tell you that. He throws basically the same stuff. He works as hard as he can work. It's just his stuff is limited, and that's honestly what he has.
Yeah, I mean, he's a touch guy, and it seems like he had lost that touch on the breaking ball. To me, when he has the touch on the breaking ball, which is what, maybe 3-4 starts a year, he looks very, very good. You know, I mean, maybe it's only for 4 innings or 5 innings or 6 innings, but when he can throw that curveball for strikes and he knows he's got his release point down and it's dropping in the zone, he looks like a much different pitcher. That touch just has not been there for whatever reason.
Yeah, we're going to see a little different game today. The Brewers didn't show much yesterday, even on the hill. They didn't. Willie Peralta started for them, but today it's King Felix for Seattle. And you got, you know, Pagan, Cabrera, Sandoval, Posey, Huff, Belt, Terrio, Blanco, and Burris. So they all should at least get one at-bat against Felix, or maybe some will get two. I think today we'll see a little different game.
Well, we're going to see Brian Wilson today, aren't we?
Yeah. Yeah, he should pitch the fourth inning because they want him to pitch to Posey today.
Who has been the king of cactus? Who looks the best down there? So not necessarily Giants-wise, but just Cactus League across what team? Yeah, the scouts talking about down there.
Well, I think Colorado has surprised people down here. We know that their pitching is a little bit suspect, but Pomerantz, the young lefty, pitched extremely well in his last start out. Nicasio, who got hit by a line drive last year, and it was a fracture of the vertebrae, he has looked terrific down here. Chacin has pitched well. You know, you hear these names, Jeremy Guthrie, but in the field itself, Tulowitzki and Carlos Gonzalez look completely healthy. And you put Kadire in there with Ramon Hernandez. I would say of everyone chatting down here, I would say there's more talk about Colorado sort of all of a sudden back in the mix than any other team in the West.
That's interesting. They do have two guys, Marty, in Tyler Colvin and Brandon Wood, who are, you know, were once upon a time highly thought of guys with big power potential who just flamed out in the other spots. It wouldn't surprise me if one of those two guys kind of caught fire this year and made an impact, because both those guys can hit the ball out of the yard.
No chance.
Neither one. I mean,
no
Wood
chance.
Three hits yesterday for Brandon.
I don't
Wood.
Care. No chance. There's no chance. He cannot put the bat on the ball. Tyler Colvin hit like 120 last year for the Cubs. No chance.
All right. Well, hey, Marty, if these guys bounce up in June, we will revisit this.
All right. That's what I tell the people who tweet things. I said, I'll revisit this with you in April, and we'll see.
Yeah.
But all right. Anything else about the Giants you want to talk about or anything on your mind? You know, it's only three weeks from today is the last game down here. It moves quickly, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. I'll tell you the one question that I'm looking to see answered is what exactly are they going to do behind the plate? How many games do they really think that Buster Posey is going to be able to catch? And do they go with Eli Whiteside, who's very, very popular in the clubhouse? Do they go with Chris Stewart, who can't hit at all but is obviously major league defensively, probably the best guy they got there? Or do they go with offense and Hector Sanchez, and who's a switch hitter? Now it sounds like maybe do they keep an eye on Tommy Joseph, who looks like maybe could be a Mike Napoli type player. So they got options there at catcher, and it's interesting to see if they'll make any kind of trades. I mean, some of Sabian's best moves, I think this Melky trade is going to wind up being one of his best moves. But if you go back and look at some of his best moves, they went to the World Series in 02. He picked up his starting catcher, I believe, right about now. You know, it was Benito Santiago. So he sometimes has been the king of the underrated move in March that gets you over the top.
Yeah, there's a good question about the catching, and we'll let you go with this. I appreciate you taking some time on a Sunday to talk. We'll know more about Posey over the next couple of weeks. He had four innings today. Then they'll give him a day off, and they're going to start to ramp him up a little bit more. And we'll just, you know, he's on a slow pace. But once we see him catch like seven innings back-to-back, we'll have a better idea of what they're going to need behind the plate. And then it'll affect first base as well because they need his bat in the lineup.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, so, absolutely. Yeah. He's got to be in there. In fact, I think long-term, that's probably one of the internal debates that I'm sure they've had throughout the offseason. This guy's one of the best hitters in the league. How do you make sure that he has a lengthy, productive career in a Giants uniform? And then how do you make him happy at the same time because he wants to catch? So it's going to be an interesting year. But, Marty, enjoy the game today, and always good to talk ball with you.
All right. Talk to you next week. Thanks, Larry.
Sounds good.
All right. That is Larry Krueger. You can hear him every morning, 9 to noon, with Gary on the Gary Radnitz Show.